A God Who Questions, Chapter 15. Why have you forsaken me? A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, Chapter 17, verse 45 to 50. From noon onward, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of the bystanders who heard it said, "This one is calling for Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran to get a sponge. He soaked it in wine and, putting it on a reed, gave it to him to drink. But the rest said, "Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to save him." But Jesus cried out again in a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Jesus is misunderstood to the end. Even his final cry of anguish is taken amiss by those close enough to hear it, though most are too far away from him to hear it at all. His humiliation is complete. He is alone, beyond the reach of each and all. His condition is forsaken, but his action is to cry out to the one he calls, "My God, my God." That cry is so deep it seems to get swallowed up in the forsakenness. No one hears what he is saying, and no one understands whom he is seeking. It is a cry that goes nowhere. And yet, he yields his spirit. He gives himself over entirely. There is no sign of repose, no assurance of success, no guarantee of welcome. It is the barest of all trust. He is out there, alone. He knows what the psalmist described as that rejection so total that his heart melts like wax. His joints come undone. His vigor dries up. His life is swept away like dust. This is the farthest distance from God, the forsakenness that will become complete when he lies dead in the grave. From there, he yields his spirit all the way from there. Not somewhere closer, not some place of lingering consolation, not some condition of remnant comfort. Precisely there, where he is stripped, mocked, upbraided, tortured, abandoned. There is no greater distance from home. This is the far country. And yet, from this place that has all the marks of God's forsakenness, he yields his spirit to the Father. He stretches his address of my God, to the greatest possible distance from God. He swallows up man's rejection of God into the communication of the Son to the Father. In him, every place of forsakenness is a place to cry out to God. Every such place, even well beyond the limits of hope, is a fitting place to seek him. This is hope beyond hope. The forsaken king who cries out from the cross is himself the response to the psalmist who wonders aloud to the Lord. "Where can I hide from your love, from your presence? Where I can flee?" Jesus makes the answer, "Nowhere." Nowhere is outside the reach of the love of God, because Jesus has made everywhere a site to address God, even there. everywhere in between, equality with God, and God-forsakenness is not drawn into the life of the Spirit, who is the love of the Son for the Father, and the Father for the Son. All of human life in every condition can be yielded to the Father, because the Son yielded his Spirit to the Father from this place of God-forsakenness. This is the basis of Christian hope. There is no greater hope than this. No matter how far we go, the Son of God has already gone farther. He is beyond us. He has outflanked us. And from way out there, he who cried out in forsakenness has already given over his Spirit. Nowhere is too far gone for us. He has already claimed every distance as the right place from which to speak to the Father. And when we do, we speak like the psalmist, in the voice of the Father's only Son. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Amen.